Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but it's how to make you successful. Today we are going to talk about the Clash of the Titans. Yesterday there was some big news out with some big retailers going back and forth at each other, and I just thought it was hilarious. And it would be the perfect show to talk about that and just why it's so ridiculous. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to this show, sharing the show with a friend, following us on the social media sites. We are at How to Build a Tent. You can email me, matt@howtobuildatent.com, or you can direct message me. I respond to all of them. I had someone message me like, do you respond to DMs? And then they DM'd me because I'm like, yeah, of course. I'm the one. I'm the only one who responds. So if you want to talk to me directly, find me on the social media sites. You can also see the show, watch the show, I should say. I guess you see the show too on YouTube. You can also just listen to the show on, you know, all the podcast areas or all the places where you can listen to podcasts. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. Go over to fightlaughfeast.com. Like a lot of you already have, drinking your mug, drinking what's in your mug. You don't drink a mug. Drinking your HTBT coffee or whatever it is to get you through the day. Put HTBT in a memo field. Get a sweet mug, get tons of awesome exclusive content only for members, and most of all, come alongside this network as we proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, and you get to be a part of that, which is just a really great thing. So we had a big battle going on in the Twitter sphere, and I almost kind of wonder, because this was started by Amazon, I wonder if Jeff was trying to get the narrative away from his divorce that was happening, which is really sad. But what is actually amazing about this is his wife got a quarter, a third, something to the effect. Anyways, however much stock that she got of Jeff's made her the fourth richest person in the world instantly. That is incredible. What a settlement. You can get divorced and instantly become the fourth richest person in the world. That just kind of gives you an idea of what Jeff Bezos has created. It's so incredible. And we are actually, I think, going to have an employee on from Amazon, listener of the show as well. And we're going to talk to him about just different things. And I just really can't wait to hear what it's like to actually work there. Because, man, what this guy has done is absolutely amazing. And even though we probably disagree on most of everything else, just I totally admire his business acumen and what he's been able to do with a once only online bookstore. It's amazing to think about. And so I think one of the things, just totally being off derailed, I'm sorry about that, that I think is really the reason why he started this whole thing was because he's trying to switch the narrative, because it's been a lot about his divorce. And he says in his letter where he's, you know, making the shareholder meeting, says, today I challenge our top retail competitors, and then in parentheses, you know who you are, to match our employee benefits and our $15 minimum wage. Do it. Better yet, go to 16 and throw the gauntlet back at us. It's a kind of competition that will benefit everybody. And Bezos wrote in his annual letter to shareholders. Now, it's funny because then a bunch of other retailers got all mad about it. Dan Bartlett, and no doubt Walmart was the target of this. And he tweets, Dan Bartlett's the executive vice president of corporate affairs for Walmart. And like, so Amazon is the like premier online retailer, e-commerce king, right? But Walmart is slowly starting to catch up. Starting to get things really right and be really competitive and leverage their brick and mortar stores. And so Walmart is becoming quite a threat to Amazon. Anyway, so Dan replies back and says, hey, retail competitors out there, you know who you are, in parentheses too, and then gives a little winky emoji. I love that these corporate executives are using emojis now. That's just the sign of the times, right? And he throws out the challenge, how about you start paying taxes, paying your taxes? Which is just hilarious. And we'll get into that reason in a second. And then it's like the little kid brother tries to get in a word. The CEO of eBay, which, like, does anyone use eBay anymore? Is like eBay even around? I don't I don't know. Devin Winnick, I didn't even know who the CEO of eBay was. And I look up who this guy was. He said, "While I appreciate the link dedicated to eBay from the CEO of the company not focused on competition, think I'll dedicate my letter to customers' purpose and strategy. We don't compete with our sellers. We don't bundle endless services to create barriers to competition." So apparently, Jeff like said something about eBay, to be fair. But like eBay, like, I don't know. Do you use eBay still? I don't use eBay. To be fair, I've never used eBay, but I remember when eBay was like a thing and people would like pack their garages just full of stuff and then they would sell it for more than they got it for or whatever. And it was like a legit business back in the day. And I don't hear that or see that anymore. Maybe I just don't hang around those people anymore. I don't know. But it's just really interesting, the whole eBay dynamic. And anyways, I don't know much about eBay, so I'll just stop talking about them. So, which is really funny. Okay, and Jeff makes the official, you know, start of this little battle. And then there's get the jabs and the tweets back from all these other companies. And it's kind of like funny and just kind of a little weird that they're fighting about taxes and wages. Because let's be honest, no one's paying more taxes than they should. And I don't know what the whole thing was with why Amazon raised their minimum wage to something higher than what the actual like government mandated minimum wage is. Maybe it has something to do with Jeff Bezos' politics, where he's trying to like give like the social justice warriors like a bone and saying, "Look, I'm part of you guys." Or maybe he's trying to get them to like start not attacking them so much like they did with the new whole New York thing. I don't know what it is, but it's just really silly to be arguing about all this stuff. And so they're going back and forth, and that's fine. Now, if I am Jeff and I'm Amazon and I do this, I make these digs at these competitors kind of in a jovial way, and then I get these feedback back with Twitter and you know, just, you know, this funny stuff like you would see with personalities, which is kind of funny that it's businesses doing this. And actually, we've kind of started seeing more of this. Like, there's been some good social media accounts by businesses that are like making jokes about things, and it really goes viral, and they're doing a really good job with that. So kudos to those businesses. And it's, again, a sign of the times, I guess. But Amazon then goes and issues an official statement to CNBC about this, and which makes it just really funny and awkward, kind of, because it's like, did Walmart really get you back and like dig at you and really like hurt you with the reply? Like, do you think they're winning this little back and forth? It almost like they're admitting that they're losing by putting this like official lawyer response out. And this is what they said: "Amazon pays all the taxes we are required to pay in the US and every country where we operate, including paying $2.6 billion in corporate tax and reporting $3.4 billion in tax expense over the last 3 years." Because again, just because they didn't pay federal tax, they paid state taxes and they paid taxes from other countries and a bunch of other stuff too. And then they say corporate tax is based on profits, not revenues, obviously. "And our profits remain modest given retail is a highly competitive, low margin business and our continued heavy investment." And I think this could be another reason why they're giving this jab to Walmart. Let's talk about it in a second. "We've invested more than $160 billion in the U.S. since 2011, building a network of more than 125 fulfillment and sortation centers." It's a sortation center. "Air hubs and delivery stations, as well as cloud computing infrastructure, wind and solar farms. We invest heavily in research and development at our Seattle headquarters and 18 tech hubs across the country. We are creating tens of thousands of quality jobs each year with industry-leading pay for people of all skill levels, bringing our total workforce in the U.S. to more than 250,000. Wow, I didn't realize how many people work for Amazon. That's pretty amazing. Now, I just want to give a little kudos to Amazon here, who I think is really clever in trying to goad Walmart into raising their employee cost. Now, there is an advantage to raising your salaries, your wages, like Amazon did. You're going to get the cream of the crop in whatever area that you've raised your salary, because the best people in that are qualified for that job are going to go for that job over another competitor because of how much you pay. You're going to pay a lot more. If I go to Walmart and only get paid $10 for the same job I'd get at Amazon for 15, well, it's a no-brainer. I'm going to Amazon and going to be making a third more. But the con of it is when you're in a competitive industry, like they said, highly competitive, low margin, and are continuing to invest, well, when your main competitor that's gaining on you has much lower employee costs, a much lower salary expenses to pay, well, you're at an extreme disadvantage. And I think Amazon got a little carried away with going after the approval of the social justice warriors, of the liberal, of the left, and raised wages artificially, even though we usually talk about artificial raising or the artificial minimum wage by the government imposed. But if you're going to just pay more for no reason, not because you have a hard time getting employees, but because of other reasons besides just pure business economics, then you are raising your pricing yourself out of the market as well. And Walmart, who's already been really good at playing the margins game, you're giving them basically a competitive advantage. And I don't think that they want to have any more negative PR where they have to lower their wages, lay off people, and then rehire people back at a lower salary, especially since they made news and it was positive in all the media circles about it. And so I think this is a clever way of goading them. I said earlier on, it's to get the attention off of the divorce, which I think is part of the reason. But also, they're getting hurt by this, by Walmart. And also because Walmart's being able to leverage their brick and mortar stores to really help grow and build their online presence. So I think Walmart is the big threat for Amazon in the e-commerce space. Now, I think Walmart is clever to throw the punch back, and from a PR perspective, and to throw back the taxes. But let's be honest here. Walmart doesn't pay a penny more than Amazon, than they have to, just like Amazon, just like that little kid brother eBay is trying to get into this fight as well. No company pays more. They don't, they shouldn't, and that is the way it should be. It shouldn't be changed. And I guarantee you don't pay more in taxes than you should as well. If you feel very charitable and you feel like you need to support a cause, you give it to charity, or you take care of it yourself and you use your time and labor to do it. You're not giving it to the government. So I think Walmart is just really in a clever PR move, throwing back what Amazon's been getting grief about lately, to throw it right back in their face. And I think, again, it really stung, because they then issued an official statement to CNBC, and that just, which made it a little weird and awkward. Like, it's like, oh, we're all having a good time, and then someone like throws out a big bomb and like, oh, whoa, that was way out of line. That was not the tone of this conversation. And then, yeah, eBay does its thing. Now, I want to comment on a few things that Amazon said, which was kind of interesting to me. It says, Amazon pays all the taxes we're required to pay in the U.S. in every country where we operate. Now, I think we just need to understand, and again, I don't know why they're like playing this game and giving into it. Like, they're not going to win with the people on the left. They're not going to appease them. They're not going to be satisfied with any amount of taxes you do or don't pay, unless you're paying like 90%, or you're just completely taken over by the government, like in Venezuela, and all the socialists want in the long term. But I don't even know why they're even arguing about this or responding to eBay or to Walmart about this. Like, just own it. Just like, yeah, we are doing it. And have Jeff Bezos tweet something about it. You don't need to make an official statement. You don't need to make it all like serious all of a sudden and get lawyers involved with this like official press statement. Just be cool, man. Be cool. And that is what has been going on. We live in a very interesting time where the Amazons of the world, the Walmarts of the world are in fierce competition. And they're going back and forth, and it's going to be interesting to see the rivalry take place. And one thing I will just close with, the most exciting thing about this rivalry shaping up is that competition between businesses always benefits the consumer. So as they compete with each other, as they compete on price, they compete on their value system, whatever they're competing on, it's going to result in better quality for us, better customer experiences, and better prices for us. And that is the beauty, another beauty, beautiful thing about capitalism. So enjoy it, sit back, follow the Twitter accounts that are going back and forth on each other, goad them along, get them to continue to compete for your business, and we are all going to benefit in the long term. Regardless, whoever wins this little feud, I know that Amazon and Walmart are going to be here for a long time, and they are going to be providing value for all of us. Now with that, let's go out and be successful. God bless.